1917, Branch Rickey resigned as business manager of the St. Louis Browns and took the position of president of the St. Louis Cardinals. He wasn't able, however, to assume his duties with the Cardinals until 1919, when he returned from serving in the military during World War I. What Rickey discovered was that his Cardinals, after finishing in last place in 1918, were in desperate financial trouble. Things were so bad that Rickey, besides being president, had to manage the Cardinals because the team couldn't afford a manager. In spring training, the Cardinals had to train in St. Louis because they couldn't afford a trip to Florida. When the 1919 season started, they couldn't afford new uniforms and had to take the field on opening day with patchwork uniforms from past seasons. In the midst of a seemingly hopeless situation, the one thing that Rickey had was his own remarkable ability to recognize baseball talent. But when he found a prospect, wealthy teams like the Yankees and Giants would move in, outbid the Cardinals, and sign the prospect to a contract. What Rickey needed was an angel to finance the Cardinals and make them competitive in signing prospects. He found that angel in Sam Breeden, the wealthy owner of several automobile dealerships in the St. Louis area. Breeden loved the Cardinals and respected Branch Rickey, so he began buying up Cardinal stock. Once he had controlling ownership of the club, he gave Rickey the financial support that Rickey needed to be competitive in signing young talent. Rickey, however, also wanted Breeden to finance the purchase of several minor league ball clubs so they could farm out their prospects to those clubs and control and develop their players until they were ready for the big leagues. When Breeden agreed and the Cardinals began by buying minor league teams in Syracuse and Houston, it was the beginning of baseball's first farm system and playing baseball the Cardinals' way.
When the Cardinals sold Robinson Field to the Board of Education for what later became Beaumont High School, the money obtained there was used by Rickey, with Braden's permission, to farm the seed for the farm system.
Thanks to Branch Rickey's leadership and Sam Breeden's financial support, the Cardinals started playing winning baseball. By the 1922 season, they were a first division ball club, finishing the season in third place with an 87-66 record. When they faltered in 1925 and were struggling with a 13-25 record, Rickey stepped down as manager and was replaced by Rogers Hornsby, who became the team's player manager. Under Hornsby, the Cardinals had a record of 64-51 and finished the season in fourth place. Going into the 1926 season, every National and American League team, with only two exceptions, had played in the World Series since it began in 1903. Those two exceptions, sadly, played their baseball in the same city. Only the St. Louis Browns and the St. Louis Cardinals had yet to play in a World Series. Only St. Louis had yet to host a World Series game. But both teams had finished with winning records in 1925 and were regarded as contenders in 1926. Of the two ball clubs, the Browns were the most popular and seemed to be the most likely to bring a World Series to St. Louis. The Browns had finished in second place in 1922, just two games behind the Yankees, and in 1925 had finished in third place. The Cardinals, however, under Roger Hornsby's leadership, had that strong finish in 1925, and beginning to see the results of Branch Rickey's farm system when future Hall of Famers Jim Bottomley and Chick Haffey arrived in St. Louis to join veteran and future Hall of Famers Rogers Hornsby, Bob O'Farrell, and Pop Hayes. Cardinal fans could only hope that after waiting over 20 years, 1926 would be their year to celebrate a pennant in a World Series championship. This is Pete Peterson for Reading Baseball.